Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, a lot of murk caught me in a hard way. Got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I left you loving magic, not saw shade. Still going bad on you anyway.
Whoa, whoa.
I can feel like 80 rats in my Mary's. Me and Drizzy back to back, it's getting scary.
Back to back.
If you tripping with my eyes, just don't come near me.
Get out my way.
Put some bins all on your head like Jason Terry. Rich and Millie, cuss a Lambo.
Cuss a Lambo.
Known to keep the
there you go, Hardy.
On commando.
Now you know.
Now
no,
you
I
know.
No, I don't know.
You really don't know
I
this
don't
song?
Know, I don't know this song.
What are you, Shaughnessy?
You living under a rock? What do you want? I don't
she
know this song.
She love who I am.
Really?
That's the only thing I want for Christmas.
This place to get this to get it going.
I've been having my way out here, yeah, no, that's facts.
Facts.
You ain't living that you said, yeah, we know that's cat.
That's cat.
You ain't got the ass in when you see me, no, I'm straight.
DTO, I thought Hardy would know this one for sure.
Just a little 10 piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't
you sure it's edited, right?
It is. 617-779-0985.
That tempo, that style, though, it just makes me want to listen to Panda. That's all I want. I just want designer. Panda.
Legacy.
No. Legacy.
Legacy.
Phantom.
Legacy.
Why does it look like a panda? Going out like a Montana.
No, that reminds me of our old intern.
100 killers, 100 hammers.
Okay. Remember the kid, the intern, the drummer?
Yeah.
Panda.
When's the new kid come in tomorrow? Big day tomorrow,
Nate.
Huh, Jim?
Nate.
I get to meet Nate tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
I like Nate.
How many weeks you give Nate?
With the way
all 12.
With the way you harass him, I wouldn't be surprised if he walks out by the end of the week.
Closing drive.
Okay, let's get to this. This is Greg Bedard on Felger and Maz yesterday in for his weekly segment. They're calling it Big Boy Radio now. Is that what they're calling it?
You've been fat shaming him.
Yeah, but he's now playing into it.
Yeah,
he's now branding it and selling it as Big Boy Radio is what he's doing.
That's his prerogative.
And Greg Bedard had this in his three up, three down with a discussion on Julian Edelman. Here it is.
Second most concerned player you are over going to the year.
Julian Edelman. Just his health. I mean, they can't, I just, you know, in years past, you could get away with losing Josh Gordon or you could get away with losing Julian Edelman because you had guys like Gronkowski around. You know, Gronk just makes it a smaller margin for error now. And I just don't think they can afford to lose Julian Edelman this year. And I'm worried that he's going to even going to be ready for week one. I have no inside information on this, but reading the tea leaves between the way he left the preseason game plus keeping Olszewski makes me wonder. I would not be surprised if he's on the injury report when they have to file one tomorrow.
Okay, a couple of things. I never believe a writer when they say I have no inside information. Almost never.
Is that part of the old Ten Commandments from the Felger
it's one of, no, it's one of the, no, it's not. This is my personal thing. I never believe anybody when they say I have no inside information, even though I've said it before myself. I don't believe people when they say that, especially those writers. I always feel they're covering for a source somewhere when they say that.
Yeah.
And he says
they're protecting themselves from the aggregators.
Exactly is what
and
they're
people
doing.
People like us.
That's a big word.
Is that what it is? So they don't want it. Is that what you think it is, Jim? That
yeah.
They don't want it like
aggregated, yeah.
Aggregated as a report that Greg Bedard right. reported this.
Yes. I fully think that. Windhorst has talked about the way he speaks nowadays and how he speaks sometimes is purposely to avoid the aggregators.
Okay, so that if it comes back
yeah.
as being true, though, he could say, see, that was my opinion. I was on to something there. So you could still take credit after the fact.
Is that what I guess. Is?
But I think he's talking. I think he's talking about the injury report aspect of it. When he says, I'm not working on any, he's not saying, I don't know anything about his playing status. He's talking about injury report, which I would not at all be surprised when we get an injury report today that Edelman is on it.
Okay, I think
I would expect him to be on it. He was hurt all preseason.
If you get treatment,
he leaves the fourth preseason game last week, and he's dealing with something that he's getting treatment for on that thumb. He probably should be on it. I don't think he's at 100%.
No, no, especially if you're getting treatment, you're going to be on the injury report. Brady was on it for years with the shoulder. Now, also, that was Bill Effin with the league. I think there's a couple things in play here. I go back to last week where I think before that game, I think Gunnar Olszewski was going to be released. Not before the game, but I think from the mindset of he's not going to be part of our 53. So Edelman goes down on the first catch. Something twings the hand. They say, shut it down. Let's not put it at risk. I think something scared him. If it was more dire than that, I don't think he'd be on the sideline jacking around with Brady and company. Now, as that game went on, Olszewski made some plays. In the return game, you saw him make a catch, go across the field, cut up field, sacrifice the body, and dive. And then he made your second-round pick from last year look foolish because they put him on defense, and he ran right past him to make a tackle from the other side of the field. I think that was the play the kid made the football team. So I think all of that, like, it's not a big deal if you keep Gunner now because it's not vested. His contract isn't guaranteed. You could cut the kid in a week and then slide him on a practice squad, too, if nobody picks him up, just to protect yourself, just in case Edelman gets twinged in Pittsburgh. So I think all that's in play. I wouldn't be surprised. I expect Edelman 100% to play in the game. I would not be shocked if he's on the injury report because you're getting treatment.
And that just means you're on the injury report because you're not at 100%. You're getting treatment for whatever it is you're dealing with. By the way, team had perfect attendance again at practice today. So Edelman is out there. He is practicing.
That's good. But, I mean, from the coach mindset and the form and the way you form your team on Wednesday going into that game as opposed to Friday when you look at it, let's reevaluate things. What do we got here? You know, we cut the kid. Now let's slide the kid back on. I think that was part of the whole, you know, should we keep 53, 52? Maybe if we, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put Hoyer out there. Nobody's obviously going to pick Hoyer up. So we're going to bring Brian back in 2 weeks.
By the way, he's.
And we're going to, you know, protect yourself for a week or two. Give Edelman some backup here and let this kid return some kicks.
Greg sort of speaks as if there's some sort of order to this. In previous years.
I think it's all together. But Edelman means everything to this offense.
No, order with. Gronkowski in previous years. In previous years, if Edelman were to get hurt, you had Gronkowski. Well, that went the other way, too. In previous years, if Gronkowski got hurt, you had Edelman. Who's been a bigger injury concern over the years, Edelman or Gronkowski?
Gronkowski.
So Edelman's not been the concern, but now Edelman's 32 years old. He's getting older. He's a guy who's in his 30s. As Kyle Van Noy told us earlier, when you get into your 30s, you suck. No, I'm just kidding.
Edelman was hurt for the first 3 or 4 years of his career. He was hurt a lot, though.
No,
and then
when
he became the number one guy, like he's rarely been hurt.
Right. I'm saying over most recently, when they've both been big factors in the offense, Gronkowski's been a bigger injury concern. We've been more concerned each year with Gronk's status going into it than Edelman's. So it goes both ways. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to put it more on one than the other. It's just that it's not like, oh, you had Gronk in the past, so injuries to Edelman were okay. But either way, the numbers have come down in terms of guys that are in that inner circle of trust for Brady. Amendola departed a couple of years ago. Now Gronk is left. Now you're down to Julian Edelman and sometimes James White when he's on the field to a lesser degree. But those numbers are getting smaller. There are fewer guys, fewer and fewer guys that sort of fit the category of guys that you can absolutely count on to be there to make a play. And maybe more of those guys emerge in this offense as this year goes on. But to start the year week one, the health of Julian Edelman is going to be very important to this team. And the status of his thumb and his hand is going to be pretty important to how well this team plays. And it's going to be an important factor as to how well this team throws the football and moves the ball down the field.
If he's hurt, can they score 24 points?
It's a damn good question. Why don't we actually explore that question?
Yes.
They can?
I'll tell you how.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next. Is this a team you want to run the football on a lot?
Whoa.
We'll talk about
don't
that.
You steal my thunder?
I wasn't trying to steal your thunder, so. We'll talk about that coming up next. Also next segment, Patriots tickets for Sunday night against the Steelers. All of that is on the way.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Another chance to win Patriots tickets coming up at the end of this segment. We're giving away another pair of tickets to Sunday night's game against the Steelers. Talking about the health of Julian Edelman and his importance to the Patriots offense.
We're 4 days away. That's here.
It's here, baby. It's week one, Zo.
Wow.
It's week one, and today is Wednesday.
Man. Short week.
All right, so yeah,
holiday week.
It's all right, let's play this out. Let's be dramatic, and I don't think this is going to be the case. We both think Edelman's playing, and this isn't something you got to worry about. But let's say the Steelers defensively do something different. Mm-hmm. You were talking earlier. What if the Steelers have the balls to man up?
What if they say
real defense?
Hey, Joe Hayden, you follow Julian Edelman everywhere. And we're going to give you help,
right?
We're going to play box and one.
What if they take Julian Edelman away? What if Edelman is hurt? Okay, Edelman is rendered ineffective, whether it be through injury or the Steelers' defense. Yeah. Can the Patriots line up and run the ball against this Steelers' D?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I mean, because I say this, and it starts with Sonny Michel. Sorry, Maz. I know Maz is out there, but he looks different.
Oh, no, Maz is very high on Sonny Michel from what I hear right now.
Well, he was really down on him a year ago, but now, like, since Maz is playing fantasy football, draft Sonny, he thinks Sonny's going to get in the end zone a lot. Which is breaking Mass's balls. But I just think the way he ran this year and how they've sort of rested him, I think he is on a pitch count based on the type of injuries he's had to the knees. There's no hiding history there. We know what the guy is, and they're going to maximize that. Whoever worked with him, whoever got his pad level lower or his center of gravity, he looks different type of runner, I mean. Or more of it last year was get through the hole, try and find some daylight and get to the sideline and go. He's looking to cut back. He's looking for some breakaway stuff. He's looking to drop the shoulder, break tackles. And you're going to be able to keep him fresh with Burkhead and Harris. And then you got James White for third down. You got a litany of backs you could go to here. Plus Devlin. And, hey, say what you want about the tight end position. It's going to be Lacoste and Izzo, but Izzo could be a decent blocker. I don't want to catch him balls. You tell me he can't do what Dwayne Allen did? And you get two big wideouts on the outside. So say they take away Edelman, or Edelman gets nicked early in this game. Do they have the ability on offense to switch it up, go to the outside, and some of the bigger guys with the slip screen to say Demaryius Thomas, or the back shoulder throw, or the slant to Gordon? The answer is yes. I think they have confidence up front as a running team based on the way the year ended last year. And you're going to see a lot of this documented tonight in the Do Your Job Part 2 and America's Game. They're going to run them back-to-back tonight. And they're going to talk about the running game and how they found that identity. And, hey, what do we do well? We know we can run the football this time of year. And they did that, and that's why they won a Super Bowl. So I still think some of that lingers where they could go into this game thinking, remember, keep reminding yourself, as good as Tom Brady is, from the neck up, he's really good at what he does from the, you know, kidding with Mike Tomlin here, but remind yourself you have a 42-year-old quarterback, and it's going to be a long year. Let's not hang him out to dry for 55, 60 times. Let's not let him be hit unnecessarily. Like McDaniels said in this Do Your Job thing, like, if we have to run it and hand it off 37 times, Tom will do that. If we have to chuck it 62 times, Tom will do that. Be nice to have a physical game Sunday night. You stuff it down their throat. Establish the run early. So, yeah, my answer is yes. They can beat Pittsburgh and score 20. What'd you say, Jim? 24 and 24.
Yeah, because they scored. They had Gronk, Edelman, Gordon, and a full complement last year, and they scored 10 points, and the only touchdown was on a 63-yard bomb.
Right. Where's the game?
It's at their place.
They play better at home against this. They play better
so
at home.
It's not about you. It's about them.
They blow Pittsburgh's doors off at home. That's what they do. Tell me the last time Pittsburgh came in here and made it close. You can't. Like, their home record against
this
team.
I just look at their personnel front seven and say, wow, that's going to be tough to run against.
It's a tough. You don't think the Rams was? Rams had best defense
to score in that game.
I got another question.
They scored 10 in that game.
I got another
quarterback
question.
Quarterback didn't play well.
Are they going to have to win in the teens?
Quarterback threw pick first play of the game.
So tonight.
First pass of the game. Excuse me.
Do Your Job and America's Game. Have you watched both of them?
I watched Do Your Job and did not see America's Game.
Okay, same here. I watched Do Your Job. I didn't watch the other one yet. In watching Do Your Job, which will premiere tonight, I think everybody will enjoy it.
That's pretty damn good.
You know, there's a lot in there about the running attack in the playoffs. The Patriots were great at running the football in the playoffs and at the end of the regular season last year. And Josh McDaniel starts talking about, you know, we just thought, let's start running the ball and point of attack and talking about Rob Gronkowski and, you know, the way they're able to block it up. And they said, there was one point where he said, look at some, they were talking about some of their goal line plays where they said, well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody. I'm not going to tell you which plays they were.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said, speaking generally, we'll run the same plays if they're good plays because we're confident in our ability to execute the plays. If we can block it, we'll run the same plays. We don't need to basically reinvent the wheel. He didn't say it like that, but I'll say it like that for him. We'll run the same plays as long as we can block it. And as I was watching it, I'm thinking, man, they're going to miss Rob Gronkowski, the blocker, something we've talked about here in the offseason. But what did I say, Zoe? I said, I'm not worried about them replacing Rob Gronkowski, the blocker. Gronk was so special because he was so good at doing everything that he was the ridiculous combination of the receiving tight end and the incredible blocking tight end. He just was so good at both. But you can find a guy who can block. Do they have that guy?
I don't know.
Jim seems to think they do.
Izzo.
He thinks Izzo can be that guy.
Oh, I think they want him to be that guy.
He was mauling guys in preseason, I thought.
And I didn't pay close enough attention to it. But Jim did, and Jim seems to think Ryan Izzo is that guy. And it's one of the things we need to look at and pay attention to.
That's
in
why
the
catch
part of this season.
That catch from Brady down the seam.
Which was awesome.
The one that you went nuts about.
Oh, it was an awesome catch.
The reason I was excited about it was I didn't think I just thought he was a blocker. I didn't know he was going to be able to do stuff like that.
Oh, I like this catch. Seventh round pick of a year ago, Ryan Izzo. I just wonder if they have that blocking tight end, if they do have that guy on this roster, because it was like a throwaway item for me all offseason. And even this preseason, I'm like, whatever. They'll find a guy who can block. They'll have someone who can block. And then I never paid enough attention to know if they do. And you just said yourself, like, oh, I don't know.
Well, they're missing.
Of all the things, you're going to sit there and watch them maul people in preseason. No, I don't expect anybody to do it, and I didn't do it myself, so I'm not complaining that anyone else didn't do it.
Do it Sunday night against Dupree.
I'm going to do it on Sunday night. I'm going to spend a lot of time focusing on how good is the blocking at the tight end position. That sounds so incredibly boring, but it's going to be important for this team because they're going to want to run the football.
And they're missing half of their line.
It's going to be one of their strengths, running the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
They're missing two out of their five linemen, and Gronk was an extra lineman. They're missing three out of six key blockers.
Yeah, and every...
It's Gronk, Trent Brown, and David Andrews, not three insignificant guys.
But if you're missing those guys, and you have, and your choices are to either run the ball or to still rely on the passing game with questions about your offensive line, what are you going to do? You're going to try and run the ball. I mean, now, you may not have great success with it if you're dealing with a cobbled-together offense, but...
Doesn't get Brady killed.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
I know.
It's almost like you've got to be able to force yourself to run the football to help protect the quarterback.
If the offensive line is going to be
I'm talking for longevity and trying to forecast things down the road.
A different center, a different left tackle, and your reserves on the line are guys that haven't played here before.
But your guard play is so damn good, you can help bolster that center position. I'm not worried about center. I'm worried about the edge.
The NFL goes one way with all these gadget plays and trick plays, and the Patriots are going to get giant receivers and running backs and offensive linemen.
Old school football.
Because you know what they do?
It's going to look like a boring offense. It might not be boring, but it's going to look like a boring type of offense.
They always go against the grain. They always do.
No Cordarrelle Patterson.
I don't care.
No Brandon Cooks. None of these guys.
Score 17 and win.
They always go against
the grain. Play defense. You're right, Jim. put your money on your defense and run the ball and get it to the big guy.
I'm 10 times more excited to watch the defense than the offense, and I can't remember the last time that's happened for me.
It's been a long time. But you have more to look for with the offense. You have more questions about the offense than you do the defense.
That's exciting.
Like, the defense is going to be fun and exciting to watch, but you have more things that you're wondering, how's this going to look? How's this going to work with the offense than you do the defense?
If the offense goes out and scores 14 points, 17 points, I'm not going to be like, oh, this is a shock. If the defense goes out and gives up 35, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, then you'll be shocked. There will be fun wrinkles to see all over the place defensively, we assume, though. We saw that in the Panthers preseason game, the third preseason game.
Yeah.
Kyle Van Noy wouldn't give me an answer on Michael Bennett. I just want to know how that went. Like, the first time they told Bennett, hey, Bennett, you go line up there on the nose, and you're going to be the only down lineman here. What do you think his reaction was when they told him this?
He's so different from his brother.
Like, what? You sure you got the right guy? Oh, all right. I mean, I'll do it. But how's this going to look? How's this going to work? Don't worry. It's going to work just fine.
See, bro. I think we know that there's part crazy in the Michael Bennett makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes him so damn interesting.
All kinds of good crazy.
Like, don't forget, that's the guy who was swinging at Gronk's head at the end of the Super Bowl. Like, let's go nuts. They got to find that nut gene and just trigger it. They got to get him going. If they get him going, good God.
Oof. Yeah, this should get you going. Oh. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. Contest line only. Dial the right number.
Oh, God.
617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to the home opener against Pittsburgh this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Be caller 10 on the contest line right now. 617-931-0985. And you will be going to the game. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody. Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm. Don't take no style.
What's his worst video ever, Hardy? Billy Squire.
Rock Me Tonight?
Rock Me Tonight. If you ever want to throw up, go watch the video, Rock Me Tonight.
It ruined his career.
It ruined everything.
That
ruined
videos ruined ever. Ruined Billy Squire's career.
Keep calling for the tickets, people.
Billy Squire.
Continue to keep calling during Felger Mass, too.
Wellesley High School, class of 68.
You must have mentioned that before when we've talked about
it. We have.
Billy Squire.
We mention it every time that he's from here. Yeah.
Rich kid, huh?
Rock Me Tonight.
That one ruined him, huh?
It did. It ruined his career.
Ruined him. We can't get to any calls because we've been flooded with the ticket calls. The tickets are gone.
Oh, we gave them away.
They're gone.
Gone. All right, good.
Appreciate
Congratulations.
It. Appreciate your efforts to try and get those tickets. This is it. This is what ruined him.
Not the song.
Oh. Should have. The song should have ruined him, too.
You're familiar with the video,
I don't know.
Aren't you?
I don't think I've ever seen the video.
I don't know what's more creepy, that video or the video of KC and the Sunshine Bands or a little Frisbee game thing. What's the name of that song? Can't come up with it now. KC and the Sunshine Band.
Essentially, they've got him.
They got him in some weird satin pants. And there's a bad bed. And
it's a very 80s.
He hasn't lifted weights in a long time.
Yeah, neo-modern apartment. They've got him writhing and dancing around this
head.
Apartment. And
yeah.
They got him to dance in a very, He's what dancing. They thought was a cool 80s thing. But he.
Stop watching it.
He looks like he's in the throes of like a sexual passion. But I.
With himself.
It's unsettling and
Like, if your kids ever wanted to, like, know, hey, what was old rock music like? You don't show them this video because they'll never respect that era. No one wants to take you tonight. No one wants to take you in their arms.
It's the first.
Nobody wants to throw you down. Nope, nothing.
Are you watching the video right now, Beetle?
No.
This is like where parents back in our day should have warned us about this. Throw this in with the Village People videos. Like, they didn't see any of this coming. Like, how this would be a problem for a kid.
That video is such a problem.
It's bad. You've led me on to watch this video, and I will never listen to Billy Squire again.
Well, he was directed to behave that way, and he felt badly about it afterward.
I could direct you to do some things, too, but I would think you would have your own admissions to say, it's probably a bad idea that I would do this. Yeah, create some sort of personal awareness.
Put it this way. The dancing that Billy Squire does in the Rock Me Tonight video makes Mick Jagger look very masculine, okay?
Even with his lips and his neck.
I mean, you think Mick Jagger has like an effeminate quality about him as he performs and goes around the stage?
I don't know if I've ever noticed that.
Watch the Billy Squire Rock Me Tonight video. And again, the song is supposed to be about rock. Rock me tonight. I don't know what's going on.
The air guitar.
I don't know what's going on. Don't.
8 million. It's worse than the scene where Billy is in St. Elmo's Fire and he's playing the saxophone. He's ready to rock. Come on, let's rock too. Like, that's one of the worst. Just bad all around. We got a lot of good response from the Meek Mill rejoin, though.
We did?
Twitter. Like, you guys are hip. Damn right.
Hardy, not so much.
Hardy never heard of the song. It's like, it's our Dan Shaughnessy, early Dan this week. Never heard of it. Of course you did.
Mr. Mill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thought it was
Shaughnessy will be with us tomorrow, by the way.
I actually thought Meek Mill was a sawmill.
Shaughnessy tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll get his thoughts on Patriots Steelers.
Pick the Patriots. They never lose this one.
Do you got any Red Sox thoughts, by the way?
No.
We've done no Red Sox talk this week.
I've been hearing,
almost 8 hours into the week for us.
I just hear and I laugh.
Two shows deep.
I've laughed for the last like 10 days because I've heard the external chatter. Like there's some sort of run and they're close.
This seems like the perfect spot to do it.
And they're still 5.5 out of the wild card.
Yesterday, before the show, before they lost last night, 6-5 the final last night?
They were down 5-0 and managed a little comeback and still 5-0.
6-0 they were down, yeah, early.
Yeah.
They had the Yankees this weekend, like anybody would know, right?
Sunday Night Baseball.
Oh, that'll be fun. Good luck with that rating locally.
So anyway, we were talking yesterday before the show. Jim, you got the Met needing to go. They've got 24 games left.
Yesterday was 20 and yeah.
You had them at, you said 20-5.
To have a chance. They have to overtake two teams.
So that would have them finishing with 94 wins.
Yeah.
Jesus. So you think they got to get to 94 wins, which would mean they still need to win 20 games, which means they got to go 20-4.
Yeah.
The rest of the way. All right.
That still might not do it, though. Because think about this. If they're 5.5 behind, if a team goes 15-10, you're not making that ground up at 20-5.
Can I just give you a tweet that I read this morning from Matt Vautour of Mass Live? He did some math, and he doesn't even have them at that 20-4 mark, which would be a ridiculous pace and really sort of unrealistic. He says 17-7. If they were to go 17-7, he just throws that out there with 24 games to go.
That means both teams they're chasing have to have losing records.
That's the point he's making, Jim. That's why he chose that record. He said if the Red Sox were to go 17-7, which would be by the way, 17-7, you're still playing pretty well, right? If you go 17-7 over a 24 game stretch.
Yeah, they're only like 10 games over right now. That would be 10 games over in 24 games.
Right. That would be going 10 games over in a 24 game stretch when they're only 10 games over right now for their entire season.
The only reason you mention them is because they're mathematically not eliminated yet.
Yes.
Here's a take.
Can I just finish? I'm going to read you the tweet. He goes, if the Red Sox go 17-7, they would finish 91-71. And you say 91 win season.
91 season.
Jim Murray, big Jim Murray coming up at 2:00. He was, a month ago saying 90, they at the very least got to get to 90 wins, right? So this is good. This is going to help you, Jim. Listen up. If the Red Sox were to go 17-7, they'd finish 91-71. For that to earn them a playoff berth, two of the following things would have to still happen. Cleveland would need to finish 11-12 or worse. Oakland would need to finish 12-13 or worse. And Tampa Bay finishing 9-12 or worse. They would need two of the three, plus they would have to finish 17-7 over their last 24 to give you an understanding of the help they would need, plus that record over the last 24 games. That just sort of gives you an understanding of what needs to have happen here, what they got to have.
But I think there's a bigger take here, and I heard Maz, and I think Maz has actually written on this. I've read it, and I think he did it on one of the shows, not this show, but on one of the late shows. The needs that they have after this year, where they want to really cut payroll next year, but you need a second baseman, you need a first baseman, you need a backup catcher, you may need another outfielder, you may actually need another arm. You still don't have a closer. You have a need for at least seven players, and you want to have this assumption that you're going to cut payroll. It's almost impossible.
I don't know how they're going
to
do
for
that.
For them to do anything next year.
They were hamstrung,
like effed
by some big, big contracts. Yeah, it's going to take a creative.
Yeah, which means you better get a new GM to be creative.
GM?
Yeah.
That is ready to come in and do some big time wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, and everybody's going to brush this aside. You're going to put it all on Dombrowski. You're going to fire one guy and say that's the reason, that's the problem for it, and then somebody else can have to come in and try and fix it.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to have to bring in a guy who's got a long term vision.
Someone not afraid to tank, maybe.
Not Dave Dombrowski. Like Theo.
Oh,
Theo would be perfect. Hey, Hardy wasn't here last week.
Can you trade a player?
You can.
How about Mookie for Theo?
That has been done. Yeah. We have new read and react intros.
Oh,
Hardy.
I've heard about these, but I have not heard them.
We're going to play them for you.
Oh, nice.
We'll do it next.
Good.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. September's a busy month, you have to tell me. Whew. So go call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com. Reserve your first appointment with the solution, the real solution for weight loss. Hey.
Okay. Before, let's get to the takeaways.
How much is it just the new read and react sounds?
That's what we're getting to.
Okay. Can I take 30 seconds to honor somebody?
Sure.
Okay. I would like to honor one Robert Poole, who, as you can see by the certificate I am holding up right now, it says, congratulations, a tribute to Robert Poole for cracking the safe at Sailor and Hook. This took place on August 27th, 2019. That is a store in Bar Harbor, Maine, that has a safe in the back. And they give you instructions on a very complicated dial and combination system and a list of like 30 words that you have to spell in order to crack the safe. Crack it. I did it first try. Took about 5 minutes. They said people will spend hours and can't do it. Once every few weeks, maybe somebody opened the safe. I did it 5 minutes. Got the certificate. I have a picture of the safe if you'd like to maybe upload it to your own Facebook or whatever you want to do with it.
I'm good.
I wanted to wait till we were all together on the show before I showed the certificate and really talked about
it. Looks very professional.
At length. Maybe Felger Maz would give me a few minutes during their show.
Would they have one of those?
I thought it was something maybe your kids had done.
I see, yeah. Would they have their 4-year-old write your name on it?
Well, they have on top of the safe little masks and gloves for the kids to put I didn't use the mask or gloves because I knew I wasn't really breaking into the safe. It's allowed.
So is this like one of those, like, tie me up, lock me away rooms, and you got to break yourself out?
On to the takeaways. Again,
it's a real safe.
Hardy, you weren't here last week. You were off cracking safes.
Hundreds of years old.
We have new intros for...
How's your truck?
We have new intros, Hardy, for Read and React.
Yes.
For the start and end of the week, Mondays and Fridays during football season, we'll have Read and React this Friday. And so we want to share with you some of the production work that T-Bone and Jim did and find out whether or not you approve.
Okay.
Zoe and I approved all six.
All set.
We said yes to all of them.
Nary a one that got the thumbs
There's
down.
There's not a single one we don't want in the rotation.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
It's time to read.
Is that going to make this more or less embarrassing?
No.
And react.
What if Morgan Freeman were Canadian?
Oh, okay. Canadian prison.
With Zolak and Bertrand. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay.
That's one.
That's number one.
That works. See,
okay, so that's just the intro.
That's just the intro.
That's just the intro.
That's not the transitions.
Wow.
These are just the intro.
Just the intro.
We haven't done a transition yet.
We haven't put together transitions. These are just intros for the segment.
All that.
Okay. This one's also.
It's time to read.
I'm doing it. Live read.
And react. With Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, my God. Spit my side of my cheek.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Shut your mouth.
I still want you to make one. When I was with Tangway, we were eating.
Yeah.
Just.
We only use clips from the past year, from last year's football season on.
Yeah, so currently, it's timeless.
So these are. Are we gonna get to the transitions or just these are all just intros?
We drop later.
Those are week to week. Transitions are week to week.
Yeah, let's go. Keep going.
Wow,
this one's all Hardy.
It's time to read.
Raspberries, apply apples,
and react.
How long does it take you to go to sleep?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Put them on a glass.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Why don't you just breathe into this napkin? How long does it take you to go to sleep?
I thought it was a good question, and he answered it at length.
You get football scores on your phone?
I want to keep moving. My
best is trying to read the word apples. A plus.
You're so stupid.
We want to keep going because we want to get them all in, right?
All right, this is Beetle. All Beetle.
Right. It's time to read.
I touched it. Yep. Swollen.
And react.
We're talking about contraception for seals.
With Zolak and Bertrand. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's very good.
That's a good one.
But with that contraception for seals conversation went on about 2 minutes too long, as I recall.
Two minutes? Like 20 minutes too long. But it was awesome.
You're not supposed to use those things in the water.
We have two more. This one's
supposed to use them in the water.
This one's
Shaughnessy.
You ever try to use
them in water? Shaughnessy. Here's a Shaughnessy one.
Hot tub.
No. It's time to read.
Can we all just agree that beating up your son is worse than blowing a little weed? Yes.
And react.
I don't like it from behind. You keep moving, you know. Kind of like it if he was standing there when the guy turned around.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Notorious B.I.G. You're dressed in all white, right?
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I thought for sure after the first one, the next one was going to be, we should ask Lil Weed about that.
Yeah.
Whew. Nothing wrong with blowing a little weed.
Blowing weed. Shaughnessy.
And one more, the callers.
The callers.
Okay, callers good.
Great. There you go.
It's time to read.
I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
And react.
Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
I got the prosciutto and I got the wine. Okay, now we can eat.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Excellent. Yeah, I can't say no to a single
can't
one.
Can't say no to any of that.
No, all good.
All right, so you're only going to hear him once every 3 weeks.
That's fine. We're good.
There's one Zolak sound that I thought would have made it in there.
Which one?
The word that you tried to say when you were choking.
Russian. The Russians. That's right. Yeah. It has to be audible.
Russians. The Russians.
Other than that, phenomenal.
Okay. So we gave tickets away today. Two pairs of tickets.
Two pairs.
And Maz have tickets coming up to our nerd show.
3:30?
Yep.
Correct?
Well, that's before the Brady's presser will be live on Felger and Maz.
My mistake. 4:30.
Yep, 4:30.
Your next chance to win Patriots Steelers tickets is coming up with Felger and Maz at 4:30 today.
And one of the best ones yesterday, Felger giving away a wrestling package, and he had no clue who AJ Styles was.
The awareness, he's a wrestler? Awareness of the wrestler.
He's a wrestler?
He's one of the best.
I think I've heard that name before.
Top three wrestler. Drove Jimmy crazy.
I'm sure it did.
So disrespectful.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to pick AJ Styles out of a lineup. No offense.
Nobody could. At least he heard it. Yeah, you know the name.
I think I've heard that name.
Hardy didn't know that Meek Mill song?
That's shocking. I still don't.
Yeah, you should have heard that one. Felger and Maz are next. We're back tomorrow at 10. Shaughnessy's with us. See you then.
Bye.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maz Ride, coming to you on a Wednesday here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, as usual, broadcast here in Boston on 98.5 The Sports Hub on your FM dial. We simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. That's on the TV side. Catch us anytime on the app, 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Great product right there. Just download it. The stream comes right up. You can get all of our replays on that as well. Also on the website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Maz alongside in the Maz chair, Big Jim Murray in our update studio. We're going to be almost all football today. I said almost. I do have a quick thought on the Red Sox at some point, but otherwise we'll be all football. And also importantly, we'll be giving away
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.